27 extension 101.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Saturday night edition. We do this live, unlike the rest of the talk radio world. Not only is it a Saturday night, but it's also Saturday night of a Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Saturday night, Brandon.
We should be out celebrating with our families.
We should
or something.
Be having a barbecue or something.
Something. Barbecues. Gotta have barbecue on Memorial Day.
I wouldn't
play with a frisbee.
I wouldn't mind having a barbecue. I mean, we could have a little Free Talk Live barbecue.
We could do that.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Something we could throw together for Monday.
Maybe. Well, actually, Monday we're going to be here doing a show.
Yes.
So we're actually going
to
be live.
A daytime
on Monday.
Barbecue.
Yeah. We do our show, by the way, six nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 10 Eastern, and you can of course join us for this show, which is the Saturday show, from 7 till 10 Eastern. And if you aren't able to tune us in on your local radio station, you can always get us online at freetalklive.com, where not only do we have live streaming, but we also have archives, the last 6 days' worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website, completely free. And we don't even stop at 6 days. There's a little link there that will take you to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they archive the show all the way back to March 1st.
Never miss a minute of Free Talk Live.
On the house, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can keep listening to Free Talk Live. We're all members. We love the Free State Project. Or you can give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Check it all out there, and then you could sign up for the Free State Project.
You could.
And have liberty in your lifetime.
The only good shot at it, I think, at least, is the Free State Project. So, again, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Plenty of time for your calls. You can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem that you might have, the phones are open for you at 800-259-9231. I'm so used to having the number in front of me. I just switched monitors.
Oh, I see.
So 800-259-9231. That'll get you in touch.
Monitor looks the same to me.
Yeah, it's actually about 2 inches bigger.
Yeah.
So, we've got emails to catch up on, Manwich, because we've been falling behind a little bit here.
Well, not really falling behind. It's not an email show.
No, it's not. But I also, you know, there are also some really good emails that come in at ftl@freetalklive.com, and I feel like we should get to them at some point. So here's one from Rick Wolf, talking about the real ID situation in this country. There are, thankfully, people who are concerned about this, people who are up in arms and trying to figure out what they're going to do about it. Because
I think they call it the real ID because you can, fake one real quick. You know, the fact is you can really steal an identity quick with it.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's probably not going to be much more difficult than it currently is to fake these IDs.
I don't think it would be either.
Right. Rick says the following. Ian Manwich et al. I've been absorbing everything I can read about Real ID, particularly the protestations of those in the privacy movement, including your show, of course. If there's one thing that makes Real ID objectionable more than its threat to our privacy, it's the proposed enforcement, about which I've read nearly nothing. Knowing that federalism prevents Congress from writing state law and feeling a rare constitutional constriction, Washington instead holds hostage. Washington instead, they weren't feeling any sort of constriction when they passed this act, by the way. It passed 100-0 in the Senate.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be sitting on George Bush's desk for his inevitable signature. And in case you haven't heard it, it nationalizes the standards for driver's licenses. It creates a national ID card. Your state, whatever state you live in, we're here in Florida. Florida will no longer be able to decide what is included and what is not on their driver's license. It will be a federal matter.
Mm-hmm.
And the one size will fit all 50 states. In fact, once they create the first version of it, the Secretary of Homeland Security has full authority to modify the requirements at any time he so chooses.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, he has there's no check or balance on him. He just gets to do whatever he wants. If he says that he wants a lock of your hair included in the ID,
he can say that.
There it is.
Yep.
If he wants your retina scan in it, he can say that.
You're absolutely right.
If he wants everybody to go to the DMV and stand in line and give a drop of their blood so that it can be analyzed and then coded in the barcode on the back of the ID,
he can say it.
He can say that.
And nobody can do anything about it.
It's weird.
Well, although they have said that it is an opt-in thing. So a state can decide to not opt in to the Real ID, in which case then they are apparently opted out of all federal programs, which sounds to me like a wonderful, wonderful option.
Well,
and I hope New Hampshire takes
it. I would like to have the option, not to be forced into each program that I opted out of. I would like to pick the ones I opted out of, personally. Now, I was talking to my wife last night. Mm-hmm. We went out after the show, briefly, and I asked her the question that you had asked on the air. How would we know, was it last night? How would we know that we were living in a police state?
How would she know?
How would she know? And, you know, I sort of, you know, banded it back and forth with her. I didn't want to, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't want it to sound like I'm interviewing her like a caller.
Okay.
You know, she doesn't particularly like that.
Right? All right.
But how would she know? And her answer to that was she would have to interact on a daily basis with either, you know, police or a bureaucrat of some sort. Basically, mm-hmm. that you would be living in a police state if you were on daily or nearly daily having to interact, you know. I guess what she was thinking was like soup lines and that kind of thing. I remember her, you know, mentioning something like that. Rationing.
So if it's a weekly basis that you have to interact with a bureaucrat, then that's okay. You're not living in a police state, only if it's a day-to-day thing.
But I don't weekly, I don't think. Yeah. Other than, you know, seeing my wife, who is in fact a bureaucrat.
This should be, anyway, he goes, let's go back to Rick here. Rick says, this should be no surprise. Congress has already had a shakedown of this method. Laws in the 1990s required states to help fight the war on drugs, or they'd risk their federal highway money. This provision makes it difficult for states to allow medical marijuana use, even when state law allows it and the people demand it through referendum. So he's talking about the strings that are attached to the federal money. Oh, you want money for your highways? Well, you have to enforce the war on marijuana if you want this money. That's what he's saying.
How does that have to do with the Real ID Act? I guess I must have missed part of what you were reading there.
Well, he's just kind of laying out the idea that there's all this money that the federal government hangs down to the states, mm-hmm. but there's so many different strings attached to it. He says even if the tax-hungriest state, my New York, for instance, last time I looked, took 10 times as much as the least taxing state, the difference is dwarfed by the federal bite from all states' economies. Regrettably, the money needs to come back, even if first put through the sieve of politics, and our state legislatures know it. Still, any state could have made a rumble or two of objection over this new kind of federal blackmail, and none did. So all of these years of silence and acquiescence on the part of the states have only served to invigorate Congress. They can just pass whatever they want, and the states will bow down and follow the rules. Now, thanks to Real ID, and here's how he's tying it in, money is the least of our worries. You can be sure that if a state opts out of Real ID, the listed sanctions will be just the beginning. The money will dry up, too, with another Senate vote of 98-2, no doubt. So, not only is he saying that when... he's trying to, I guess, imagine what the penalties for the states would be if they opted out of this.
Right.
So, not only if a state like New Hampshire was to say no to Real ID... Not only would they not be able to have any sort of participation in federal programs, which, again, if you ask me, is a good thing, but at the same time, there's money being taxed from the people in New Hampshire. The people in New Hampshire are voluntarily paying their income tax to the feds. And he's suggesting that, well, the federal government usually kind of says, okay, we're going to dole you, we're going to take $100 million from you, New Hampshire, and we'll give you $50 million back after we're done with it. That's how they do it, right?
That's pretty much how they do it, yeah.
They take the money in, they lob a huge chunk off the top for the bureaucracy.
Operating costs.
And then they take the remaining $50 million and give it back to the state with all those strings attached.
Right. Now, they don't actually take it from the state, they take it from
the people.
The people in the state. And so the state takes, the federal government, quote-unquote the state, takes the tax money and then gives it to the smaller bureaucracy.
So then he suggests, he goes on to suggest a constitutional amendment to fix the situation. I just don't think that that's going to work. First of all, it's going to be next to impossible to get the senators to vote for a constitutional amendment that's going to restrict their power. Now, what they might do is vote for the Read the Bills Act, which is something from our friends over at Downsize DC. And, of course, we're going to tell you more about that as time goes on here. But Read the Bills would force those people in Congress to actually read every single word in those bills that they pass. And how could they be against that? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231 if you want to take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. The Saturday Night Edition, we're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners that we have there. We've got dozens of ladies that listen to this show, that like the show so much, they've taken the time to send their photograph in. Mm-hmm. And we put them up on the web. That's the point of the Shrine, to prove to mostly program directors that we actually have women listening to Free Talk Live.
It makes the website fun and interesting, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives you another reason to go to freetalklive.com and check out all the fun free stuff that we've got there. We've got more emails. I think we'll get to those in a little bit. But you had something about an activist group that has, I guess, decided to start buying Disney products again. What is this about?
I'll read the article.
All right.
A conservative Christian group, which I think it's important to say that they're, you know, a socially conservative Christian group, not necessarily representing all Christians, has ended its 9-year boycott against Walt Disney Company. The American Family Association, based in Mississippi, launched its strike in response to what leaders perceived as the erosion of the company's squeaky clean image. The group specifically rejected Disney's extension of benefits to domestic partners of gay employees, promotion of gay-related events and its theme parks, and violent and sex-filled content of movies made by its Miramax subsidiary.
Right.
Now, you never, ever... I mean, how many boycotts have been announced, and how many groups have come out against them? You know, other groups, you know, they jump on the bandwagon, as it were, and he who yells the loudest gets the most press.
Okay.
That kind of thing. You never hear of a boycott getting ended. Now, the reason I would imagine this 9-year boycott was ended was because nobody was paying attention to it anymore. The boycotts have a tendency to, you know, they wind down after the first 3 months or something like that.
I would guess. Okay. Sure.
And I can just imagine the conservative Christian daddy saying, "We're not going to buy any Disney products," you know, and the 5-year-old kid, you know, that's all fine and good until they want something that's Disney related, and that's not going to go well. Or
yeah,
they want to go to Disney World. We don't go to Disney World, son.
Uh-huh.
They do bad things, you know, and trying to explain to the, but why can't the, you know, and
yeah, that would be as a being a parent, and I'm not. But imagining being one and having your 8-year-old or 7-year-old ask you why you can't go to Disney World,
right,
and then trying to come up with a reason to some sort of way to justify claiming that they do bad things when all this child knows is that he saw Aladdin over at his friend's house the other day,
right,
and what's bad about that? You going to explain to your kids how they give their gay employees benefits?
I wouldn't think it would go very well. I mean,
no.
Just that Disney appeals so strongly to that demographic, you know, kids.
Sure.
And you're trying to boycott them, trying to have families boycott them has got to be very difficult. Now, I must say that as libertarians, we're less likely to do certain things. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, less likely to use government services in some way.
Absolutely.
You know, that kind of thing. But it doesn't have the same push inside the family, you know. Like, I can see why your prospective girlfriend that you've been living with for, you know, 6 months, who wants to get married, would want to get a government marriage. And as a matter of fact, I bent to that myself.
Mm-hmm. Mine doesn't want to get a government marriage.
Well, you've apparently managed to convince her. Not every girl's going to be that way, though.
No, certainly not.
not most of them. Most of them believe that this is their big day, and
not every girl's right for Ian. That's for sure.
That's for darn sure. You know that it's their big day, and you know that day would be somehow besmirched if they didn't have a license from the government. You can still have a wedding, and
sure,
you can still have a ceremony, and you can still invite all your friends and family, and you know, do a public.
Personally,
union.
I think that's what it's all about. But nonetheless,
it is. But at the
I
same
can't
time,
see that. I guess there would be a woman out there that really cares about the license. You've got one of them, right?
I don't think she really cared. The thing is, she was smart enough never to say that,
uh-huh,
you know, that this is important to me for this reason. You know, I want it to be legal and binding, you know, and for us to be under the thumb of the government.
Mm-hmm.
She never said anything like that to me. She just, you know, preferred the 30 pieces of silver, as it were, the free medical coverage, which I've never had medical coverage, and it's kind of nice to be covered, even
right,
though I've never used it.
Well, time, you know, time will tell on that one.
Yeah, it certainly will. Maybe I'll have traded off what would amount to be a, I don't know, $100 a month for, you know, would I lose everything in the divorce? You never know.
I don't know if you'd lose everything, but you might lose something.
But lots of guys, I'm sure, can call in and say, I lost far more than I should have lost.
I'm sure they could. 800-259-9231.
I mean, if you listen to my dad, who'd been married, who's very ill now, and still alive, I shouldn't talk about him like he's dead. I think he's five times. Every one of them. He
married six times?
He was five or six times.
Wow.
You know, he was the loser every time.
Oh,
you know?
What? Now, I just don't understand. After once, it would be hard for me to, if I was somebody who got married one time and got divorced one time, it would be very, very difficult for me to bring myself to getting into that same agreement with another woman and the state again. Why five times?
The PR.
Six times.
The PR behind a marriage license is so strong. That's why. I mean, normal people don't think to themselves, I could just act like I was married and we could have a ceremony and stuff like that and be married, but not have a government license.
You know? I understand that, but I'm not even focusing on the licensing aspect. I'm just focusing on the your marriages fail aspect. You failed 4 times now. Why are you trying again?
Well, I can tell
just
you...
Stop.
The only time I was an adult when he got married was to the last woman, and I would say that the reason for that was he went to his other son's, my half-brother's house, and that son would not allow him in his house to sleep with his in the same room as with his live-in girlfriend that he'd had for, you know, God knows how many years.
Wait, his son wouldn't allow his own father into the son's house... If the father wanted to sleep
in the house,
his girlfriend?
He would not allow him to sleep in the same room with his girlfriend.
His meaning the father's girlfriend?
Correct.
His son was telling him, you can't sleep with your own girlfriend in my house?
That's correct.
That's a little weird.
Well, it's, he's a...
I mean, he's a grown man.
Very strong Christian.
It's his house and everything, so he can set whatever rules.
He's a very strong Christian and didn't believe in that.
Uh-huh.
So
dad got married.
Dad thought, maybe... Maybe I should go ahead and get married. So he went ahead and did
so
that.
So he can have
days
sex
later,
with his girlfriend.
Days later, he went and did it on the way back. You know, he's very upset with his son. But he did get married in acquiescence to his wishes, and then didn't speak to him for 15 years.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's really weird.
That is weird.
Yeah,
you're weird. You've got a weird family, man.
Well, you know.
800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. So now you've got this parents group that is pulling out. They are saying, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any quotes as to why they've decided to stop their boycott of the Walt Disney Company?
Now the association's president said, it's like you're reading this article, and now the association's president said that it's time to move on, saying there are so many other issues that need attention. He added that the announcement was not an endorsement of Disney, just an end to the boycott as a ministry agenda item. The boycott had limited impact. Disney has reported higher earnings, citing increased attendance to its theme parks and strong performance from its film studio and ABC television network.
Well, how many people are in this organization? What was it called? The Parents?
American Family Association. American.
What do they got? 100,000 members?
They couldn't possibly
have a million members, could they?
Well, I wouldn't imagine that they do, but yeah. I would think that they were hoping to get more people to...
As a result of their boycott.
Yeah.
Recruit more people. Yeah. 800-259-9231, you take control. The Saturday night edition, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for you to bring up whatever's on your mind. I think we might hit a couple emails here coming back. We got a lot to do, of course. It is your show, Free Talk Live, so take control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG. ATFindTheShop.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the number for you to take control of the show if you want to. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Saturday Night Edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And I just want to catch up on some emails tonight, since we do have a few good ones sitting here. Let's get to those. But we were talking about the boycott, or a boycott, that had been going on for a 9-year period,
mm-hmm.
of the Walt Disney Company by some American Family Council or American Family Association, one of those family-ish groups. And I support what they were doing there. Boycotts, I am all for. It's a free market solution to a perceived problem. Their perceived problem was they didn't like Walt Disney having Miramax as a film, you know, a film subsidiary that was creating violent and maybe even some sort of sexually suggestive movies. And they are totally entitled to their opinion. I may or may not agree with it, but at least they, to my knowledge, weren't lobbying government to rain censorship down upon Disney. You know, to say, well, we know what's right, and there ought to be a law forbidding Disney from Disney's supposed to be for kids. There should be a law mandating they only put out kid stuff. You know, that's they didn't do that, and so credit's got to go to them for that. Now, their boycott wasn't effective in getting Disney to change their ways either,
mm-hmm.
but it must have been effective in some. They must have gained a few extra members from it. They must have had some sort of benefit come out of it. Otherwise, would they have done it for 9 years?
I think that the standing in the way of the whole, like, one of the first things listed, and they have some defense of themselves on here as far as, the AFA's site, defense of themselves as far as, does the AFA hate gay people? You know, and
do they?
They claim they don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely not. Let me read it right here for you. Let's see. Absolutely not. The same Holy Bible calls us to reject sin, calls us to love our neighbor. It is that love that motivates us to expose the misrepresentation of a radical homosexual agenda and stop its spread through our culture. The AFA has sponsored several events reaching out to homosexuals, letting them know that there is love and healing in the cross of Christ. So, apparently,
they wanted to convert back. Though that's what they want.
Well, the idea is love the sinner, hate the sin, kind of concept. But I think that the standing in the way of homosexual rights, and I really got to say that I feel like I should be able to marry a dude if I want.
You should be.
I should have to divorce my wife before I do it.
Yeah.
No,
unless
I guess
she consents.
Not. Yeah, I guess not. But I think that that's going to happen in our lifetimes.
So,
and standing in the way of it isn't going to help. As a matter of fact, I was reading some statistics in Newsweek, which I'm sure...
just makes you seem like a jerk.
What's that?
Stand in the way of that kind of thing.
It may very well. They were... they gave the statistics. It was like 56% of, or 51% of people in Massachusetts were against gay marriage a year ago. But now that it's been in place for a year, they stopped
and
doing
society
it.
Society hasn't crumbled?
Right. Now it's like 34%.
Interesting.
So like, I think it was 21% of people kind of changed their minds.
Good.
And the fact is, the difference, there's very little difference between, two people living together. This is the thing that guys have been using all along. Hey, honey, we don't have to get married. We can just live together. It'll be the same thing. And
right.
Then, probably the same dude says, I don't want to see gays get married because it's terrible for the institution of marriage. Well, it's kind of the same
right.
thing. Gays are living together, sodomizing each other right now in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, they're in the same house. They're acting like they're married. And, well,
good for them.
Yeah, big
it's
deal.
Their lives. You don't have to watch.
No, you don't. And the percentage was 89% or 81%. I think it was 89% that claimed that there had been really no effect or positive effects by allowing gay marriage in Massachusetts.
So what I'm pleased with is that this American Family Association didn't lobby the government to censor anything. But that leads us into this email from Mike about censorship of the airwaves. Hey, Free Talk Live crew, and you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, I started listening to Free Talk Live this year and really love the show and what you're doing. Thank you, Mike. I'm pretty young, recently just turned 18. And before I started listening to Free Talk Live, I supported John Kerry in the election last year.
I can certainly understand why.
I supported the Democratic Party because that's what people around me supported. So because everybody else was doing it or because Mom and Dad did it, that's why Mike did it. He says, I supported them. I didn't really know about much politics or the Democratic Party, but I knew that I hated Bush. I was bored of TV, so I started looking around for some interesting talk radio on the internet, and I found you guys. I really connected with the show and got hooked on the Libertarian Party, and learned that this was what I really wanted. You all opened my eyes to how controlling the government is, and how it brainwashes us to believe what it is doing is right. Now I question what the government tells me, and I stand up for individual freedom. What I find insane is that people believe we need the government to keep us from hurting one another. There are people that believe that, but does the government really ever keep anybody from getting hurt by another person?
I think so.
And I would say the only way you could say yes to that would be like a Jeffrey Dahmer situation if he was in jail, in which case odds are pretty slim that he's going to be able to hurt me or my friends or family. But really, there's no government that's going to protect me from pulling out a Glock and busting a cap in you right now, Manwich.
Well, yes, there
see
is.
What I'm saying?
Because there's penalties. There are penalties for that. And if you could just get away with it willy-nilly, then you could do it.
No. The penalties would not prevent me from doing it. Okay?
The penalties don't prevent you.
They may prevent a premeditated... They may prevent a premeditated style murder where somebody was trying to think, well, I want to kill Manwich. How can I get away with it? Maybe I can't. Rat. Well, if it was a crime of passion, which they find that most murders are, like if you flubbed up the phone number or something like that, and I just couldn't take it anymore, and I revealed the Glock and just decided to take you out right here on the air, no government would have been able to stop me. That's the point I'm making. The government is not protecting you from somebody who goes crazy.
They're not going to stand in the way of the bullet, certainly not.
Oh, that's true, too.
But I think that having government around does protect people to some extent or another.
Let's say
that the government does protect people. I don't want your protection. I think that if you give up liberty for protection, you deserve neither liberty nor protection.
That's what Benjamin Franklin thought.
I think, it's been accredited to
a couple different people.
Yeah, but different people, and it's been said different ways, but the sentiment is true.
Absolutely.
And I don't want the protection. I'll take care of my own protections with my family. Now, I want laws.
Dial 911 and die, they say.
I think that 911's pretty effective.
Have you ever called it?
Yeah.
Really? When?
I often call it if there's been a storm or something and I see a light out, like not a street light.
Have you ever called it in an emergency situation where you need a response in a decent amount of time?
I called it when I saw an auto accident and, the guy was in bad shape, I called it, and the fire department was there quickly. I don't know as though that I was the first call or anything. But,
okay.
The 911's pretty good. It's not great or anything, but it's pretty good.
Johnson, instant messages here saying that violent crimes and murder rates are highest in states with the death penalty. Did you know that?
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, again, I don't know if government penalties necessarily prevent anything.
I don't think the death penalty is any more motivating to people than life in prison.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, I don't think that anybody sits there and says, well, you know, if it wasn't for the death penalty in this state, I'd commit this murder.
Mike finally says, there's more here. We'll get back to it here in a bit. I believe people should have the freedom to do as they please, so long as they harm no one else in their actions. I got to agree with that completely, Mike. We're going to come back with more. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show and bring up anything. It is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit System48.net.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You'll need it if you want to get interactive with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming. Broadband version of the show, it's on the house. Dial-up version, you get one too. Anybody who is connected to the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. So be sure you can go and check that out. Reading an email from Mike, you can email the show, FTL at freetalklive.com. He's basically saying that he's a youngster, he's 18 years old, and he was kind of for the Democrats before, but that's because he didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just going along with the flow. Everybody that was around him was a Democrat, so he became a Democrat as well. Then he found Free Talk Live, and now he's all for the ideas of liberty and personal responsibility.
I'd say I was a Republican until I was about 29. Or so,
mm-hmm.
And then slowly began to move more. I'd always had the libertarian thoughts to some extent or another.
Right.
But then, you know, like as the principles were introduced to me more and more, I began to usurp them.
Well, he's moving along a little bit faster than you did, Manwich, but there's a first time for everybody. He says, during a commercial break on Free Talk Live, I heard a commercial for Downsize DC. I decided to check it out. I registered and sent emails to Congress about the bill to censor cable, satellite, and other pay broadcasts. My question is why cable is censored now? My question is, why is cable censored now? For example, I pay the cable company for channels like MTV and Comedy Central. Why are they censored? My friend has XM satellite radio and is uncensored, and that's uncensored, but cable is. Is there something I don't understand about this because I'm not an expert on this issue? All I know is government shouldn't be involved in censoring anything. In my email received back, I think it goes to an email from Representative so-and-so from his local Congress, she says, quote, Congress has every right to regulate the public airwaves, particularly when the interests of the broader community are at stake. She also says, quote, I feel the increased frequency of foul language and sexual content on primetime television is deplorable and condones, privately encourages, disrespect of others and emotional and physical violence.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter how you feel, Ms. Representative Johnson, because what matters is the freedom to choose, what entertainment that you want for yourself. Now, she made the claim that that the Congress is only supposed to regulate public airwaves. And so he's wondering why, if that's the case, why is cable regulated? And I don't know if it is very much.
Which channels did he mention specifically?
MTV and Comedy Central.
Now, those are kind of the basic cable channels, right?
They're not HBO, if that's what you mean.
Right. I think that that's the reason, that they're probably self-censored to some extent. I mean, that's the way, basically, we're all self-censored.
You may be right about that.
You know, and I think that they're censoring themselves because basic cable is available to, you know, pretty much everybody has to have that now if you want clear pictures, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, you know, I think
that
they're self-censored.
I know that Comedy Central at one point, now I'm not a huge TV watcher, but this is just something I stumbled across, they ran a South Park episode that says the S word just hundreds of times.
Yeah.
In a half an hour period.
Don't show, you know, naked women, though. That's the big thing in America, you know, naked women.
Probably not. And I think you may be right. It may be a self-censorship issue. Now, if you're an FCC expert and you can answer this better than we can, feel free, 800-259-9231. But from what I can tell, as far as I know, there aren't content restrictions on cable. I think that you might be right, that it's the cable companies and the cable service providers.
Which I support.
Yeah, that have decided that they can't get as many advertisers if they show breasts on television.
Because I support, a more free broadcast or, you know, entertainment, because I support more free entertainment doesn't mean that I support, you know, every channel running, naked women cussing and shooting up AK-47s. That's not what I'm saying. I'm only saying that it should be regulated on what people want to consume to a great deal. Not so sure I agree with that entirely on broadcast TV, network television and radio, but to some extent.
Mike goes on to say, she missed my whole point, that people have a choice to watch TV, and they can shut it off if they find it offensive. I told her that parents should watch their children instead of censoring content for anyone. She says that foul language and sexual content encourages disrespect and violence. I grew up watching R-rated movies and violent video games, but I don't go around killing people, and I consider myself tolerant of all people. I'm just curious as to what you think about this. You don't have to use this on the air. The way the country is being run is outrageous, and I'm now really considering the Free State Project.
I think one thing's dangerous, that what she's doing and what he's doing at the same time.
What do you mean?
Is that saying, you know, because this is the way for me, it must be that way for everyone. You know, because I watched television, violent things, and, sexually explicit things, I grew up okay, then it must be okay for everybody. I'm not saying it's okay for everybody. I'm saying that parents are responsible for, to some extent, responsible for...
So you're saying there might be kids out there that might be driven to violence by watching violence on television?
I think that there's some kids that are borderline that, probably shouldn't see Boys in the Hood, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, yeah, I sort of do.
But even though there may be kids out there like that, you certainly wouldn't suggest censoring movies. I mean, on a government, you wouldn't suggest banning Boys in the Hood because there are kids out there that could see it and get disturbed.
No, I don't think
you're saying it's on the parents. It's the parents' responsibility to self-censor to make sure that their kids, if you're a parent, you know you've got a kid that is likely to go off the hook. I would think that you would have some sort of idea.
I don't think you necessarily would even know if your kid's likely to go off the hook, but I think you should probably, if you're a parent and you're worried about those things, you should keep your kid away from them.
There you go. 800-259-9231. So Mike's considering the Free State Project. We say congratulations on that, Mike, and thanks for the email. More coming up. Your show, take control. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Gets you interactive with us. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system. Thousands of posts, over 17,000 posts, over 500 people interacting. So be sure you go and check that out at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's your show. It's your calls. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
You got any idea what tomorrow is?
No, I have no
Sunday?
Idea.
Huh?
Sunday?
Yeah, it's Sunday the 29th, but what big day is it for Patriots?
I don't know.
The man who we would not have, most likely, one of the key figures in making sure that the Constitution would not be ratified without further declaratory and restrictive clauses.
Yeah.
He also said when they convened the Constitutional Convention, "I smell a rat."
Thomas Jefferson?
No.
Madison.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty. Ooh, or give me death.
I thought that was Payne that said that.
No, that's Patrick Henry.
Oh, there you go.
Henry.
Now, what is
Patrick Henry, yes, his birthday is tomorrow on the 29th. It's basically completely ignored, you know, because
wow.
of...
Good thing you got your almanac out.
That's actually something worth celebrating.
Yes, it is. We
as
would
opposed
not,
to Memorial
we would probably
Day.
Not be doing Free Talk Live with the First Amendment in place
mm-hmm.
if it was not for he is, you know, I guess as far as actually drafting the Bill of Restrictions, as I like to call them, there's some argument as to whether or not he submitted them, but he definitely fought for them in the Virginia House of Burgess, and he definitely was not really a big fan of the Constitution. You know, he said everybody knows him for his liberty or death speech, but not a lot of people know why he said that.
Why did he say that?
Well, there's a couple of good essays out there written about that, and apparently he saw a man in the stockade being whipped, just venomously whipped, and mm-hmm. it turns out it was because he was preaching without a license.
Oh, man.
And so, you know, later, like, three or four days later or some short time later, the man was whipped again and whipped to death.
Yikes.
And so, you know, you think about his inspiration for that speech, you know, I think it's also called the Case for War speech or something, because he was making the case and saying that basically the war has already begun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, should is life so dear or, I forget the,
that's okay.
the phrase.
I don't have a quote for
this
it.
Way, yeah. The should it be should our life be purchased with the chains of slavery?
Certainly not.
Or, Almighty God forbid it not. As for me, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Most that's people, a great quote.
Yes, it is. If you get the whole phrase, and
live free or die.
Well,
that's
the
way to boil
yes,
it down.
That's New Hampshire's. Yeah. New Hampshire's.
It's a paraphrase.
Yeah, it's
now, Michael,
it's
do you think the second? Do you think the second Revolutionary War has started, and we just don't know it yet? I mean, has big government gotten so big that it's impinging on our rights, and to the point that, you know, I mean, in a similar situation, this guy died for his stuff, and we have people in prison for without being held without being charged. I'm wondering. Has the second Revolutionary War started?
You got 20 seconds to answer that, Michael.
The largest office building in the world is not completely full.
Which one is that?
The Pentagon. So
thanks for the call, huh? quick, Mike.
I was going to say, they've got plenty of guys working on PSYOPs. We don't know whether it's a revolution or just another PSYOP.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. I don't know what that means. 800-259-9231. We got hour number two on the way. Your calls, anything goes. This is your show, Free Talk Live.